Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I'm Sophia, and I'm your reader today. Today's Tuesday, the 6th of November, which is the 28th of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. This week's parasha is called Toldot, which means generations, and today's Aliyah from the Torah is Genesis 26, verses 13 through 22. Before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. If you know this blessing or have a daily bread journal, I encourage you to follow along with me. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. And the man became great, and continued to become greater until he became very great. He acquired livestock of sheep and livestock of cattle and numerous servants. Then the Philistines envied him. All the wells that his father's servants had dug in the days of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up and filled with dirt. So Avimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much more powerful than us." So Isaac departed from there, camped in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. Then Isaac dug again the wells of water that had been dug in the days of his father Abraham. The Philistines had stopped them up after Abraham's death. He gave them the same names that his father had given them. Then Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of living water there. But the shepherds of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's shepherds, saying, "The water is ours." So he named the well Quarrel, because they quarreled with him. Then he dug another well, and they quarreled over it too, so he named it Accusation. Then he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he named it Wide Spaces, and said, "Because now the Lord has created wide spaces for us, and we will be fruitful in the land." That was Genesis 26:13-22. Our next portion is from the prophets, and it is Judges chapter 8. Now the men of Ephraim said to him, "What is this thing you have done to us, not calling us when you went to fight against Midian?" So they criticized him sharply. But he said to them, "What have I now done compared to you? Is not the gleaning of Ephraim better than the vintage of Aviezer? God has given into your hand the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, so what I was able to do compared to you." Their anger with him subsided after he said this. Then Gideon reached the Jordan and crossed over. He and the 300 men with him were exhausted, yet still pursuing. He said to the men of Sukkot, "Please give loaves of bread to the people on foot with me, for they are exhausted, and I am chasing Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian." But the official of Sukkot said, "Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in your hand? So why should we give bread to your army?" Gideon replied, "Therefore, when the Lord delivers Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, then I will thresh your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and briars." From there he went up to Penuel and spoke to them similarly, but the men of Penuel answered him just as the men of Sukkot had answered. So he spoke also to the men of Penuel, saying, "When I come back safely, I will tear down this tower." Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and with them their armies of about 15,000 men, all who were left of the army of the people of the east. The fallen were 120,000 swordsmen. Now Gideon went up by the road of the tent dwellers, on the east of Nova, of Jogbeah, and ambushed the camp when it was off guard. When Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued them and captured the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and routed the whole army. Gideon, son of Joash, returned from the battle by the ascent of Heres. He captured a boy from the people of Sukkot and questioned him. So he wrote down for him the officials of Sukkot and its elders, 77 men. When he came to the men of Sukkot, he said, "Behold, Zeba and Zalmunna, about whom you mocked me, saying, 'Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna already in your hand? Why should we give bread to your exhausted men?'" Then he seized the elders of the city, and thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he punished the men of Sukkot. He also tore down the tower of Penuel and slew the men of the city. Then he asked Zeba and Zalmunna, "What kind of men did you kill at Tabor?" "As you are, so they were," they answered. Each one looked like the children of a king. "They were my brothers, the sons of my mother," he said. "As the Lord lives, if only you had let them live, I would not kill you." Then he said to Yethil, his firstborn, "Arise, kill them." But the boy could not draw his sword, for he was afraid, since he was still a youth. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, "Rise up yourself and fall on us, for as the man is, so is his strength." So Gideon arose and killed Zeba and Zalmunna, and took the crescent ornaments that were on their camels' necks. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, "Rule over us, you, your son, and your grandson as well, for you have delivered us from the hand of Midian." But Gideon replied to them, "I will not rule over you, nor will my son rule over you. The Lord alone will rule over you." Yet Gideon said to them, "I would make a request of you, that you would give me every man an earring from his spoil." For they had gotten golden earrings because they were Ishmaelites. "We'll certainly give them," they replied. So they spread out a robe, and each one of them threw an earring from his spoil. So the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides the crescent ornaments, the pendants, and the purple robes that were on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were on their camels' necks. Gideon made it into an ephod and put it in his town Ophrah. But all Israel prostituted themselves after it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and his household. So Midian was subdued before Bnei Israel, and they lifted up their heads no more. The land had tranquility for 40 years in the days of Gideon. Yerubbaal, son of Joash, went and lived in his own house. Now Gideon had 70 sons of his own issue, for he had many wives. Also his concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son. He called his name Avimelech. Then Gideon, son of Joash, died at a good old age, and was buried in the tomb of Joash his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. But it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that Bnei Israel again prostituted themselves after the Baalim, and made Baal Berit their god. So Bnei Israel did not remember the Lord their God, who had delivered them from the hand of all their enemies on every side. Nor did they show kindness to the household of Yerubbaal, namely Gideon, in accord with all the goodness which he had done for Israel. That was Judges chapter 8. Our next portion is from the writings, and it is Psalm 31. For the music director, Psalm of David. In you, Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Turn your ear to me. Rescue me quickly. Be a rock of refuge for me, a stronghold for my deliverance. Since you are my rock and my fortress, you lead me and guide me for your name's sake. Free me from the net they hid for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, Lord, God of truth. I detest those who continue to watch worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your loving kindness, for you saw my affliction. You knew the troubles of my soul. You did not hand me over to the enemy. You set my feet in a wide open place. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes waste away with grief, my soul and my body as well. For my life is consumed in sorrow and my years in sighing. My strength fails because of my anguish and my bones waste away. Because of all my adversaries, I am the contempt of my neighbors and a dread to my acquaintances. Seeing me on the street, they flee from me. I am as forgotten as a dead man. I have become like a broken vessel, for I have heard the whispering of many. There is terror on every side as they conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I have trusted in you, Lord. I said, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my foes and from those who pursue me. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your loving kindness. Lord, let me not be ashamed, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in Sheol. Let the lying lips be mute, for they speak arrogantly against the righteous, with pride and contempt. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have given to those who take refuge in you, before the children of men. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from people's plots. You conceal them in a sukkah, from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his wonderful love in a besieged city. I said in my alarm, I have been cut off from your sight, but you heard the sound of my pleas when I cried out to you. Love the Lord, all his k'tushim. The Lord preserves all the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Chazak, let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. That was Psalms 31, which brings us to our last chapter of today, which is Matthew 24, verses 29 through 51. But immediately after the trouble of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the land will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send out his angels with a great shofar, and they will gather together his chosen from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the door. Amen, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things happen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, except the Father alone. For just as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and swept them all away. So shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one taken and one left. Therefore stay alert, for you do not know what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what time the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and not let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom the master put in charge of his household, to give them food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whose master finds him so doing when he comes. Amen, I tell you, his master will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says in his heart, my master is taking a long time, and he begins to beat his fellow servants, and he eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know. And he will cut him in two and assign his place with the hypocrites, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That was Matthew 24, verses 29 through 51, which concludes the reading of Daily Bread for Busy Moms today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. I'm Sophia with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom. Until next time.